of a tree in the middle of the garden. A tree that God had told Adam and Eve not to eat from.
Did God really say you couldn't eat anything from this whole garden?
Of course not. We can eat stuff, just not the fruit from this tree. Even if you touch it, we'll die.
Wait, did God really say that?
No.
She listened to the snake.
She reached out her hand and...
Wait a minute!
Why?
What is he doing?
She's gonna eat the fruit!
Why?
The snake was very convincing. And the fruit looked fresh and sweet.
And yummy.
Yeah, and she thought it would make her smarter.
But God told her not to. And she's gonna do it anyway?
Uh-huh. So what about Adam?
Yeah, what was he doing all this?
Oh, he was standing right beside her.
What? Why didn't he stop her? He hit the whole snake thing and didn't do anything to stop his wife?
That's right.
He reached out her hand and picked some
of the fruit. Oh no, I can't watch!
She lifted it to her mouth.
Don't do it, Eve! Don't do it! You're gonna die! Hang out her breath like a cushion to her or something.
She put it on her dining room table and lived happily ever after with her hard-working, although somewhat dim-witted husband, Adam.
What? That's not how it goes.
So she stood to the ground and said, I shall not eat this of the fruit. But she begged me not to eat this of anything.
Nope.
Well, can't we stop her? Isn't there anything we can do so she doesn't eat it of the fruit?
No. She bit into the fruit. And she liked it so much that she gave some to Adam. And he bit her on the tongue. Ow!
Before
was scared when I heard you because I was so gay.
So they were hiding, scared, ashamed.
And naked. Right, and that's how we still feel today when we do something wrong.
We feel naked?
No.
Conquers death.
She can be forgiven.